Here's a measure of how difficult it is to prosecute drug smugglers along the U.S.-Mexican border. Up until now, if you were a Mexican smuggler carrying less than 500 pounds of marijuana, you were too small time to bother with for law enforcement agencies. Those cases weren't generally prosecuted, and most of the people were sent back across the border and set free. No more.
500 pounds? Really?
Yeah, the small time. 500 pounds of marijuana. New policy by the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement allows U.S. authorities to hand accused drug smugglers over to Mexican authorities for prosecution. In a moment, we're going to hear from Isabel Garcia. She's a legal defender in Pima County, Arizona. But first, we're joined by Matt Allen, special agent in charge of the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Office of Investigations in Arizona. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, and thank you for the opportunity to talk to you.
Glad to have you. So explain to me, how difficult is this problem when someone carrying less than 500 pounds was generally not prosecuted?
Yeah, well, let me just take a minute and correct that misnomer a little bit. For a brief period of time, the U.S. Attorney's Office in Tucson had a quantitative threshold, which meant that if one of the investigating agencies didn't present a case with more than 500 pounds, that the defendant wasn't likely to get defended, although there were many, many exceptions to the 500-pound rule, such as aggravating circumstances, repeat offenders, that would get someone prosecuted. But last year, the United States Attorney's Office got additional resources in Tucson, and so the quantitative threshold was done away with. But like I said, there were many, many exceptions to the 500-pound rule, so many defendants who were arrested with less than 500 pounds of marijuana were presented for prosecution both in federal and in state court.
Okay, but this new policy, law enforcement agents in the United States are now handing some accused drug smugglers back to Mexican authorities, even though they were caught on U.S. soil. What are you hoping to achieve with this new policy?
Well, we are our goal is to achieve two things. One is cooperation with our counterparts in Mexico, and that's one of the primary, I think, results of the program. Many people talk about how the relationship between the United States and Mexico has changed in the area of counter-narcotics. This is actually one of those real-life examples of how that translates into action in the border environment and where we've taken our relationship between our Mexican counterparts and U.S. Law enforcement officials. This is a pilot program specifically in Nogales, Arizona, so it's not border-wide yet. We want to take our time, make sure that we're doing it right, and if it does work for both countries, it is something that we would consider taking to other parts of the United States-Mexico border.
Is it possible that you're just trying to avoid having to prosecute them in U.S. courts under U.S. law?
No, because one of the criteria for nominating a case for acceptance by Mexican federal prosecutors is that the United States Attorney's Office declines prosecution in the United States. And that's generally because after our investigation of the events at a port of entry and the facts behind a seizure and an arrest of an individual, if they believe that if the case were to go to trial, that they would not be able to obtain a conviction and show beyond a reasonable doubt that that person had the requisite knowledge about smuggling narcotics in the United States, they often decline those prosecutions.
Okay, Matt Allen is a special agent with the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Office in Arizona. Thanks so much, Matt. Let's turn now to Isabel Garcia, the legal defender in nearby Pima County. She's been on the line listening to the conversation we just had with Matt Allen. Good morning, Isabel.
Good morning.
You're a public defender. You're often defending the men and women that Matt Allen was just talking about. What do you think about this new policy of sending accused drug smugglers across the border and handing them over to Mexican authorities?
Well, first of all, I'd like to at least thank Mr. Allen for clarifying what had been misleading up until this point, which is the allegation that people with under 500 pounds were simply dismissed and let go. That is absolutely untrue. I can't tell you in my career how many times I have defended people who have 50, 60, 70 pounds of pot that are hidden in a gas tank or so that I have won or I have lost. And in my office today, I have many of those people that are being represented by some of my lawyers. So it's absolutely misleading to believe that people with under 500 pounds are simply let go. In fact, those that are dismissed by the federal agencies are passed over for prosecution by the state agencies. In other words, the U.S. attorney may say, you know what, I don't want to prosecute this case for whatever reasons, and, you know, we can't get into all of them now. But they hand them over to Santa Cruz County or Pima County or Cochise County.
Okay, but Isabel, let's move quickly to this new policy that we have where they're handing people back to the Mexican authorities. And you heard that he said this is part of a new cooperation with the Mexican government. What is your response to this policy?
Well, I think, again, it's another PR gimmick, and I think it's unproductive. Why are we going to hand people that we actually believe to be guilty, and we're going to hand them over to another country, another jurisdiction, because they have lower standards? In other words, is that what we're doing, looking for lower standards? We have a standard for good reason. We have a standard that we defend at trial that says if you're merely present where a crime is committed, it doesn't mean that you are guilty. In other words, those are cases we take to trial. And many times, let me tell you, we lose because there is such an anti-Mexican, anti-drug climate that a lot of innocent people get prosecuted by. I think it's an absolute mistake to try to circumvent our system of law, our due process system, where we have attempted to find methods to protect against the conviction of innocent people. And so if it's one of these cases that they really believe the person is innocent, and for them to turn them over to the Mexican authorities to now prosecute because they have lower standards, I think is an abomination. And not only that...
Thanks so much. We're going to have to leave it there. Isabel Garcia, Pima County legal defender, joined us from Arizona. Coming up, African American...
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.